Best show here.
Tech show.
Who's the best show here?
Tech show.
Good. That's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Showtime!
Don't be hating on my household attire, okay? I don't go to Walmart like this.
When you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's the Limousine Tech Show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cats, you can skid up your ass. There ain't no funny duddies that'll link it bad. For the show notes, go direct to DLFGS.org. And I see challenges of Linux.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Maybe.
Welcome to episode 1005 of the Linux Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
How's it going?
We have Joel.
Hopefully.
We have Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
And is that Nate?
Yes, it is.
We have Nate, and we apologize for last week. We thought we were having mumble server issues.
We could still be.
I don't think it's the server. I think we had a similar problem a couple years ago. Because if this is the fix, I know we've had this issue before. That the compression level was causing issues with some. No, what was that, Joe? Joel, there was an issue before with compression level, and that's all I did is I lowered the compression level. It was at 60 something, 68 or something, or 60 something, and this other machine is at 54, and I dropped it down, and
then
I don't,
you created a mumble jammer.
And I don't, but why would that happen? I have no idea.
Not enough bandwidth for that high of compression?
But I mean, it, like less than 10 bits more?
That is also, I did notice that one of the times that like everything cut out was right when you had started the intro music.
Yeah.
And that's a lot to be pumping through at one time with a higher bit rate. Maybe.
And maybe that's it. It's dropped down now, so hopefully the problem will come back.
What did you change?
The compression. Compression level.
Okay.
On it.
What's the audio per packet or the quality?
The quality. Which is weird because it's been running fine like this for how long, and now all of a sudden it was an issue. I don't know.
Yep. I don't know what changed. Was there an update?
For me? Or
yeah.
On the server?
I think something on your end.
I haven't updated this machine in a little while. I know I haven't updated it in the past month. The machine that was causing the issues. So, like, why it all of a sudden had an issue last week? Maybe the mumble server updated or something changed on that end. Who knows? But now we're back. We're here. Everybody's happy. It's a week away from, not even a week away. It's hard to believe it's Memorial Day already.
Hey, JoJo's done with school for the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's got a couple days left.
Friday's last day.
He's got one day left.
Who?
JoJo.
My son. Yeah, your son, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how come Nate knows when your son is...
Because he lives like 2 miles from me.
And
that's what I'm saying.
You don't
less
know.
Less than 2 miles, because I've also got kids.
So it's now JoJo and your kids are still in primaries. They're not in college, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So So you guys are finished. Ours, we don't finish, or my daughter doesn't finish till June 12th.
Well, my two college age kids finished for the semester already.
Yeah, they should have been done like a week or two ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the same with my two daughters that are in college. Your son's finished with his semester, right, Joel?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then, so my daughter's last day is the 12th, which is odd because it's a Monday. And my wife has to have her classroom cleaned out by the 13th. Or at the end of the 13th. The end of the 13th. But anyway, summertime coming. Summertime coming for all those Linux projects you have, Joel, right?
I don't have any Linux projects. I am going to go to a cabin here in a few weeks.
That's cool.
Well, oh. A couple weeks here, I get to go to Florida and hang out with my dad.
You going to take Linux with you?
Obviously, I'm trying to figure out how many computers I'm going to take with me, which is always a problem. I think I'm only taking 4, but I'm not sure.
What's your dad?
Depends on whether or not I want. An iPhone.
Oh, that's all he has is an iPhone.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a computer.
Oh, good for him, huh?
Yeah. He fixed that.
He doesn't want one. I mean, my stepmom, she has a computer. She used to have a computer that had a Linux bootloader, but was running Windows. Yes, I had to set it up that way. But she's definitely a Windows user. And I don't know if I want to take another computer that needs to be, like, taken apart and fixed and put back together. Because then I also have to take, you know, my soldering iron and all my tools.
Just to close some stuff up from 2 weeks ago, I was able to push that workload identity project that we've been working towards for a couple of weeks into production, and it's been working fine, which allows me now to move on to another application, which was apparently seemed to go pretty smoothly until I manually created the container and pushed it into development for testing, and for some reason it seems like it's not recognizing what it's pulling from Google Secrets, and it's really odd. I was trying to figure it out earlier today, like at the end of the day, and I'm kind of miffed about it. It's really weird, which has me wondering whether or not the other application would have similar issues, because both of these are running. The two things that looks like is the problem. One is a connection to Google Storage, which I don't see that as being the issue. And the other is a connection to an internal service, which another team runs, that requires an API key. And from what I can gather, it's that connectivity with the API key that is the problem. It doesn't throw the same errors locally when I test it, but it throws the error. I get an error that it appears to be a permissions issue remotely in the Kubernetes cluster in our development environment, and it's weird because the other application I know is making similar connections to the content API system, and it does not appear to be displaying those kind of errors at all, the permissions errors. You know, and it could, you know what I didn't check? You know what I didn't check, Joel?
No Joel here. Only Zool.
you know, where did he go?
He's disconnected twice. I assume he's having connection issues.
Well, maybe he's got to change his compression level.
Maybe.
You know what
he
I'm
went
wondering?
Into audio test, but then disconnected again.
What I'm wondering, but this doesn't make any sense either, because I would think that I would have the same problem in the local environment that would be happening. I'm like, is there something wrong with the key I'm using? Did I fat finger something? Did I have a space in it at the end of it or for some reason? But it's pulling it from Google Secrets locally, apparently, without any problems. Baffling, man. I hate those issues. It just digs at your mind all night. But you got you gotta get the break. Anyway. Neither here nor there.
The problem is Joel now. His stuff is set to messed up.
I don't know, man.
There's this thing called messed up.
Yeah.
Yes.
The weird thing is, Joel, like nobody else is dropping now.
And then
I dropped on purpose.
Yeah, but when you rejoined, it completely messed up for me.
That's weird.
I blame you.
Anyway, still pounding away on that project. Still pounding away.
Let me turn my quality way down and see what happens. There's my quality way down.
Your quality.
But I haven't heard a problem from you yet, Joe.
I'm turning the quality down, so hopefully when Joel speaks, it doesn't mess me up.
Oh, all right. Anyway,
nope,
somebody else
still broke me.
Somebody else can talk. Joel, you went to Pennsylvania by yourself for birch beer. Did we just lose everybody again? Hello?
That's fantastic.
Wait, did we just lose everybody again?
Dylan went off, too.
Yeah, so not everybody got disconnected, but it was dead silent.
Yeah. Dylan's icon completely disappeared in the Whatnot channel.
Well, that's weird because it sounded like everything was fine on my end, but then nobody was there.
Right.
Yeah, we need to switch over to the Discord or something.
Yeah.
Can you record through Discord?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. A lot of the streamers on YouTube use it.
Pretty sure Discord records through Discord without your knowing anyways.
Well, yeah, probably that, though.
But you need the client for that, don't you?
You can use Discord in a browser.
But I mean, for recording. Can you record in the browser?
Don't know.
I have to look into that, because I don't think I have the Discord client installed on this machine. Did everybody just drop again? We lost everybody again, didn't we?
Yep. But you could use, like, OBS to record.
Yep.
I said that, but I don't know if I was dropped at the time.
I didn't hear you say it.
I didn't either.
Oh, all right then.
But you know what that means, Joe.
You have to take 10 minutes and configure OBS?
I have to get all that stuff up and running and
beforehand
and tested and ready to go. I'm a lazy mofo.
Well, we could do it on the fly here.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I bet I got OBS already set up.
Pretty sure I do for streaming.
Exactly.
I've never used OBS before.
Yep, it's already up and running.
There's OBS, and it is working for desktop audio and mic audio. And all I have to do is hit something crazy like start recording. And it doesn't matter if we're on Mumble or if we're on Discord, it will record it.
Yeah.
And the two things you need is desktop audio and mic audio.
Wow, what is the...
I love the sound of MX Cherry Blues.
Wait, what are you running over there with distribution?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Mint. I don't know.
Mint.
Mint. So it is. Is it OBS Studio, right?
Yeah. Pseudo app install OBS Studio.
Well, there's two different ones. There's a flat pack and a package. One's better than the other. I forget which one I've got installed, but I know one has less features.
Are you running Ubuntu?
Yeah, he is.
I can't hear you. Okay, came back. I couldn't hear what you said. What you were running?
I'm running Linux Mint.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm running the Flatpak version because it's got more. It's more up to date.
Do you run the Flatpak version of Audacity as well?
I don't know what Audacity is. So probably not.
Audacity is an audio editor. I can invite you to
I'll out in the dis-
Oh, yeah, okay. We hope you brought pizza.
There you go. There it is.
Oh wait, you could see me in stereo.
So do you want to talk politics, Nate?
Do you want to talk politics?
Absolutely, I want to talk. Actually, it's great when we have Pat on and we all start talking about gun laws.
Gun.
Do you see what Michigan just did?
No, what'd they do?
Yeah.
They just signed a bill for red flag laws.
Ah.
Glorious. I know where I'm not moving.
We're talking about guns.
Right, no. Oh, wait. Where am I?
Oh, he's going to show off his...
Sits right on my desk, right in front of me.
I don't put out as regularly... Hey, a word.
Very nice.
Nice.
Now, I will say
no, it's
that.
Not. It's a pellet gun.
This one's not.
I know.
Right.
I was looking, I was talking with a buddy of mine, and I was looking on Twitter. I want to get myself an Ender 3 so I can start pumping out my own.
You know what?
You
check
go.
Facebook Marketplace. There's a guy that's selling one right now for $100, and it's the Ender 3 Pro as opposed to the V2. But if you're hooking it up to a computer and running like OctoPrint, it doesn't matter.
Well, I saw you can get an Ender 3 Pro brand new for like $150. So I'm willing to spend the extra $60 for something brand new that I know someone's not messed with.
Okay, yeah.
Probably
otherwise,
a good idea.
Micro Center usually has, you can usually, if you pay attention, you can get the V2 for about $200 when it's on sale.
The only caveat to that is you have to be a new customer, so you might have to have, like, your wife or significant other sign up as a new customer.
Why would you want the V2 over the V3? Isn't the 3 better?
It's the Ender 3 V2.
Oh,
as
okay.
opposed to the Ender 3 or the Ender 3 Pro. It's really stupid naming convention.
Gotcha. Well, that's reality.
And the V2 technically has a better screen than the Pro. But the... I don't know. Does the Pro have the built-in bed leveling?
No that say.
Good question.
Because the V2 has the, well, they all have the 64-bit board, now, or the 32-bit board now.
Right.
And But the V2 has the ability to hook up the Creality's version of the BL Touch.
CR Touch.
The CR Touch. And the runout sensor built directly onto the board already, and you just have to download the correct firmware, and it'll make it work.
Yeah. And I absolutely love mine. On the I have the CR10 Smart.
Right, and I've seen a couple of people selling the CR, some of the CRs. I think I don't know if it was a CR10 or a CR6.
Okay, the V2 does not have.
But all of them, even like the V1, should have the 32-bit silent board now if you're buying it new.
As long as they can print something in less than a day?
It depends on the size. I've had prints that you could do in 30 minutes, but I've also had prints that take 48 hours.
Something about this big.
Something about that big. It depends on your infill. It depends on your precision. Depends on how strong you want it, the material you're using. But the,
to not blow up in my hand.
Huh?
To not blow up in my hand.
Then you're buying the wrong printer if you want to build a gun.
Yes. Yeah,
I
would agree.
If you're making your own gun, you are buying the wrong printer.
I've seen...
Rich uses a, the Bamboo X-Pro, I think?
Right, but he's also... Is he print... He's just printing, like, lowers and stocks with them, right? He's not printing the full gun.
So. He did eat a bullpup. I remember that.
Well, I've seen that you can get barrel. I think it's the barrel itself. You don't. That's the one. That's really the big part.
I don't think he printed the Liberator yet. He might have. I don't know. I've been ignoring a lot of his stuff on Instagram.
There's Murph.
Oh, well, Murph has appeared. Well, Friday I'm going to go get me some meats for the pellet grill.
For your mouth?
For my mouth, yeah. Thinking about getting a butt.
Yeah, you're going to get a butt, all right.
Butt for your
mouth. Oh, yeah. Smoke that sucker for about 8 hours.
You're
going to
smoke yourself some ass?
No.
For 8 hours straight?
Uh-huh.
Last week, Joel, I smoked turkey for my neighbor. I didn't get any of it. Although I did get a whole... She bought two turkeys from this place called Neighborhood Harvest. She gave me one and asked me to smoke the other one for her. And
oh shoot! You remind me. I did
really
have a turkey.
Good turkeys, man. Oh my god!
I have a turkey in my deep freeze. I have one of those, but it's probably not. It's probably too late to bring it out for this weekend, I think.
Oh man! It took three and a half days to thaw the one I got.
I got a 13 pounder.
Yeah, it's going to take at least 3 days to get that out.
It's too late. It's too late. So I'll probably do a pork, but or a loin. I might get a loin. Sometimes Sam's Club has super large loins.
Really big loins?
Oh, yeah.
Just how you like them?
Big and meaty. Smoke like them some, things. Slapping across his butt.
I was, like, when I was traveling, I stopped at Sheetz a couple times. And
this is my fiddle.
Yeah, mine's over on my work desk. I got a QSP Penguin. But they had, little snack wraps that you can, you know, have made to order. And they had one of the options for sauces you can put on was Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce.
Did it come with a side of diabetes?
Seems likely.
Well, you know. Hey, I went to the doctor today, and my doctor said he's happy. He's happy with the blood sugars.
Go for labs next week.
Yeah, that's what I went for today.
I put on like 25 pounds since the last time I went.
He's adding a calcium channel blocker to my blood pressure because he said it's too high. So, but I mean, everything else is fine. I lost 20 pounds between visits. Yeah.
Hopefully my blood pressure hasn't gone up. My blood sugar is usually pretty good. Hopefully it won't be too bad this time either.
Right.
And then hopefully my HDL is a little higher, but I don't have much hope for that. But I doubt my LDL is any worse.
Genetics sucks, right?
Yeah. Well, I also have it. Part of the reason, you know, I put on as much weight as I have, other than my eating, is I haven't been doing as much cardio, and that also impacts your HDL versus your LDL. So,
yeah, my labs aren't back yet. Sometimes it gets them pretty quickly, but like that happened in November, last November when I got the last set of labs. But he has not sent the nastygram yet. So, but he has sent the prescription in for. I don't know. I can't pronounce a damn shit.
Statins of some kind?
It's a calcium channel blocker, not a beta blocker. And I've never been on anything for my cholesterol at all.
Well, go for more runs.
I've been doing pretty good.
Hit up Dan and start going for bike rides with him.
No, I've been doing pretty good. I did skip some when I was on vacation last week in York, just because I did a lot of walking. That Saturday was just a ton of walking because I was taking lots of pictures and stuff, and so I didn't go to the gym that day, or I didn't go Sunday either because I had to kind of beat feet to get back to Columbus area. But
you gotta get that heart rate up.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, I do like the walking. I do like going for 2 mile walks, but I'm either going to have to step up the pace, which means not going with JoJo, or do a whole lot more biking.
Well, when I do my treadmill, I'm usually at 3 miles per hour or faster on the walk, so I'm going fairly fast, and I'm raising a thing. Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Ass.
I know, right?
That's Jackie's.
I saw that hit Facebook, and I'm like, God dang it!
Well, we saw the full-on gallon things of the
Walmart.
Yeah, at Walmart, the Dr. Pepper float ice cream.
All right.
But we said that's too big, and then we went over to the side and we found the smaller one. And actually, the macro split on that isn't terrible.
I may have to make a trip after we're done.
I mean, for a non-sugar-free ice cream, 510 calories is
it tastes,
you know,
just like a
good
float, right?
It tastes. Yeah, a little bit like a float.
Yeah, that's why
it's got that
zingy exactly
Dr.
Figured.
Pepper
mm-hmm.
pop to it.
Nice.
Oh, and my if you want my recipe, Nate, for my coffee ice cream, it can be converted to vegan really well. I do know of a really good vegan coffee-flavored protein powder.
Ooh.
Nice.
Right now I'm just going off of a vanilla one, but mine's pretty cheap, so don't complain too much.
That'll work too. I mean, the coffee kind of overpowers that, and the banana helps.
Hmm.
The last few days I've been drinking Nibby coffee from Chocolate World. It's a coffee with cacao nibs in it. And it's delicious.
That makes sense.
Yep. The way it says, although I'm trying to figure out if it's just cacao nibs, they have a just regular chocolate flavor and the chocolate truffle, and I don't know what the difference is. I know the chocolate truffle smelled more like chocolate, but... Nice mug.
Yeah.
There's a buddy of mine that opened up a gelato shop in and he's got half of his flavors are vegan. They go pretty quickly, even for the non-vegans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I use almond milk anyway, so yeah. The only thing that in the recipe that I currently have is the whey protein.
There you go. Murph, has he had the big day yet?
What's the big day?
He's getting married.
You're getting married? Congratulations.
Big day.
It was in October.
It was in October. Okay, so, all right. That's what I figured. I figured I missed it.
Just by a few months.
Join the audio, Murph.
Yeah, he should. He probably doesn't have a microphone.
Okay. That's cool.
At least I finally got rid of my allergies / cold or whatever it was.
I don't know about you, Nate, but my allergies have just been murder since, like, November.
I have been inside for pretty much the past week.
There you go.
Even being inside, I've been dying.
Same.
I've been fine. Which is unusual for this time of year. But,
I'm on so much antihistamine, I can hardly see straight.
Well, we did have a good rain, I think, maybe when I was gone in Pennsylvania. But it's like, it was just... It had to have been allergies, because now I feel fine. And whatever pollen that was out there at that point in time is gone, because it got rained out of the air, and I'm feeling so much better now. But
well, like a day after it rains, the lawn crews come through and just stir
and
everything up.
Yeah.
And then if it isn't the lawn crews, it's the trees.
I'm allergic to most of the trees.
Evidently, I have a big problem with cedar.
Yep. Mountain cedar. Good.
Yeah. We don't have too many cedars around, but we definitely have pine, and I don't even know... I have to look. I thought we had dogwood maybe is one of our trees. Cause we have like two trees out front and one out back. And my hibiscus plants, they've started to leaf out. They won't get flowers until probably right around July. Syracuse hibiscus. That's the only flower I have in my yard. Nice. Well, Nate's rubbing his eyeballs now.
It is getting kind of late.
It's only 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I got to play this out because I gotta go do some stuff. But where am I?
I still have to go to the gym in about an hour.
I never go to the gym in the evening anymore.
I did squats and extensions this morning, heavyweight, and then after this, I'm going to do alternate chest.
Well, today's maybe leg back day for me.
Well, this morning was leg day. This evening is chest.
You do two different workouts in the same day?
Well, yeah, because I kind of missed yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, I missed all last week with the weights. I need to get back on the stick with the weights.
And what's wrong with doing two-a-days?
Right.
No. I'm still... my upper body is still sore from yesterday.
All right, Dan. You ready?
Yep. I'll just... doesn't mean you have to stop talking, but here we go.
I am short.
Oh, my God.
It's Pecker.
Public...
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
It's over. Are you making egg foo young in the kitchen? Most of the dining room sushi.
I think you gotta work on the compression levels on that thing too.
Yeah. Or have it turn on all the time instead of audio. Because you were clipping a bit.
Yeah.
A little bit towards the end.
Let me know when you're done recording.
Oh, hold on. Alright, give me a second.
Glitches, echoes, and melting the servers. Crash DeSantis campaign launch.
As opposed
to the Ender 3 or the Ender 3 Pro. It's really stupid naming convention.
Gotcha. Well, that's reality.
And the V2 technically has a better screen than the Pro. But the... I don't know. Does the Pro have the built-in bed leveling?
No say.
Good question.
Because the V2 has the... Well, they all have the 64-bit board, or the 32-bit board now.
Right.
And, but the V2 has the ability to hook up the Creality's version of the BL Touch.
CR Touch.
The CR Touch. And the runout sensor built directly onto the board already, and you just have to download the correct firmware, and it'll make it work.
And I absolutely love mine on the, I have the CR10 Smart.
Right, and I've seen a couple of people selling the CR, some of the CRs. I think, I don't know if it was a CR10 or a CR6.
Okay, the V2 does not have...
But all of them, even like the V1, should have the 32-bit silent board now if you're buying it new.
As long as they can print something in less than a day?
It depends on the size. I've had prints that you can do in 30 minutes, but I've also had prints that take 48 hours.
Something about this big.
Something about that big. It depends on your infill. It depends on your precision. Depends on how strong you want it, the material you're using. But the,
to not blow up in my hand.
Huh?
To not blow up in my hand.
Then you're buying the wrong printer if you want to build a gun.
Yes. Yeah,
I
would agree.
If you're making your own gun, you are buying the wrong printer.
I've seen...
Rich uses the Bamboo X Pro, I think?
Right, but he's also... Is he print... He's just printing, like, lowers and stocks with it, right? He's not printing the full gun.
I think so. He did eat a bullpup. I remember that.
Well, I've seen that you can get barrel... I think it's the barrel itself. You don't... That's the one, that's really the big part.
I don't think he printed the Liberator yet. He might have, I don't know. I have been ignoring a lot of his stuff on Instagram.
There's Murph.
Oh, well, Murph has appeared. Well, Friday I'm going to go get me some meats for the pellet grill.
For your mouth?
For my mouth, yeah. Thinking about getting a butt.
Yeah, you're going to get a butt, all right.
Butt for your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Smoke that sucker for about 8 hours.
You're
going to
smoke yourself some ass?
No.
For 8 hours straight?
Uh-huh.
Last week, Joel, I smoked turkey from my neighbor. I didn't get any of it. Although I did get a whole. She bought two turkeys from this place called Neighborhood Harvest. She gave me one and asked me to smoke the other one for her. And
oh shoot! You remind me. I did
really
have a turkey.
Turkeys, man. Oh my god!
I have a turkey in my deep freeze. I have one of those, but it's probably not. It's probably too late to bring it out for this weekend, I think.
Oh man! It took three and a half days to thaw the one I got.
I got a 13 pounder, I think.
Yeah, it's going to take at least 3 days to get that out.
It's too late. It's too late. So I'll probably do a pork, but, or a loin. I might get a loin. Sometimes Sam's Club has super large loins.
Really big loins?
Oh, yeah.
Just how you like them?
Big and meaty,
smoke
like some slapping across his butt.
I was when I was traveling, I stopped at Sheetz a couple times. And
this is my fiddle.
Yeah, mine's over on my work desk. I got a QSP Penguin. But they had a little snack wraps that you can have made to order. And they had one of the options for sauces you could put on was Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce.
Did it come with a side of diabetes?
Seems likely.
Well, hey, I went to the doctor today, and my doctor said he's happy. He's happy with the blood sugars.
Go for labs next week.
Yeah, that's what I went for today.
I put on like 25 pounds since the last time I went.
He's adding a calcium channel blocker to my blood pressure because he said it's too high. So, but I mean everything else is fine. I lost 20 pounds between visits.
Yeah, hopefully my blood pressure hasn't gone up. My blood sugar is usually pretty good. Hopefully it won't be too bad this time either. Hopefully, my HDL is a little higher, but I don't have much hope for that. But I doubt my LDL is any worse.
Genetics sucks, right?
Yeah. Well, I also have it. Part of the reason, I put on as much weight as I have, other than my eating, is I haven't been doing as much cardio, and that also impacts your HDL versus your LDL. So.
Yeah. My labs aren't back yet. Sometimes it gets them pretty quickly, that happened in November, last November when I got the last set of labs. But he has not sent the nastygram yet. So, but he has sent the prescription in for I don't know. I can't pronounce the damn shit.
Statins of some kind.
It's a calcium channel blocker, not a beta blocker. And I've never been on anything for my cholesterol at all.
Well, go for more runs.
I've been doing pretty good.
Hit up Dan and start going for bike rides with him.
No, I've been doing pretty good. I did skip some when I was on vacation last week in York, just because... I did a lot of walking. That Saturday was just a ton of walking because I was taking lots of pictures and stuff. And so I didn't go to the gym that day, or I didn't go Sunday either because I had to kind of beat feet to get back to Columbus area. But
you got to get that heart rate up.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, I do like the walking. I do like going for 2 mile walks, but I'm either going to have to step up the pace, which means not going with JoJo, or do a whole lot more biking.
Well, when I do my treadmill, I'm usually at 3 miles per hour or faster on the walk, so I'm going fairly fast, and I'm raising a thing. Oh my god, I'm so jealous.
Ass.
I know, right?
That's Jackie.
I saw that hit Facebook, and I'm like, God dang it.
Well, we saw the, like, full-on gallon things of the...
Walmart?
Yeah, at Walmart, the Dr. Pepper float ice cream. All
right.
But we said that's too big, and then we went over to the side, and we found the smaller one. And actually, the macro split on that isn't terrible.
I may have to make a trip after we're done.
I mean, for a non-sugar-free ice cream, 510 calories is
It tastes,
you know,
just like a
good
float, right?
It tastes... Yeah, a little bit like a float.
Yeah, that's why
it's got
that
zingy
exactly
Dr. Pepper pop to it.
Nice.
Oh, and my if you want my recipe, Nate, for my coffee ice cream, it can be converted to vegan really well. I do know of a really good vegan coffee flavored protein powder.
Ooh,
nice.
Right now I'm just going off of a vanilla one, but mine's pretty cheap, so don't complain too much.
That'll work too. I mean, the coffee kind of overpowers that, and the banana helps.
Mm.
Last few days I've been drinking Nibby coffee from Chocolate World. It's a coffee with cacao nibs in it. And it's delicious.
That makes sense.
The way it says, although I'm trying to figure out if it's just cacao nibs, they have a just regular chocolate flavor and the chocolate truffle, and I don't know what the difference is. I know the chocolate truffle smelled more like chocolate, but nice mug.
Yeah.
There's a buddy of mine that opened up a gelato shop in Kinney, and he's got half of his flavors are vegan. They go pretty quickly, even for the non-vegans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I use almond milk anyway, so... Yeah, the only thing that in the recipe that I currently have is the whey protein.
There you go. Murph, has he had the big day yet?
What's the big day?
He's getting married.
You're getting married? Congratulations.
Oh, big day.
It was in October.
It was in October. Okay, so, all right. That's what I figured. I figured I missed it.
Just by a few months.
Join the audio, Murph.
Yeah, he should. He probably doesn't have a microphone.
Okay. That's cool.
At least I finally got rid of my allergies / cold or whatever it was.
I don't know about you, Nate, but my allergies have just been murder since like November.
I have been inside for pretty much the past week.
There you go.
Even being inside, I've been dying.
Same.
I've been fine. Which is unusual for this time of year.
I'm on so much antihistamine I can hardly see straight.
Well, we did have a good rain, I think, maybe when I was gone in Pennsylvania, but it's like, it was just, it had to have been allergies, because now I feel fine, and whatever pollen that was out there at that point in time is gone, because it got rained out of the air, and I'm feeling so much better now. But
well, like a day after it rains, the lawn crews come through and just stir everything up.
Yeah.
And then if it isn't the lawn crews, it's the trees.
I'm allergic to most of the trees.
Evidently, I have a big problem with cedar.
Yep.
Yep.
Mountain cedar. Good.
Yeah. We don't want too many cedars around, but we definitely have pine, and I don't even know. I have to look. I thought we had dogwood maybe in one of our trees. We have like two trees out front and one out back. And my hibiscus plants, they've started to leaf out. They won't get flowers until probably right around July. Syracuse hibiscus. That's the only flower I have in my yard. Nice. Well, Nate's rubbing his eyeballs now.
It is getting kind of late.
It's only 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
I got to play this out because I gotta go do some stuff, but... Where am I?
I still have to go to the gym in about an
hour. I never go to the gym in the evening anymore.
I did squats and extensions this morning, heavyweight. And then after this, I'm going to do alternate chest.
Well, today's maybe leg day back. For me.
Well, this morning was leg day. This evening is chest.
You do two different workouts on the same day?
Well, yeah, because I kind of missed yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, I missed all last week for weights. I need to get back on the stick with the weights.
And what's wrong with doing two-a-days?
Right.
No. I'm still... my upper body is still sore from yesterday.
All right, Dan. You ready?
Yep. I'll just... Doesn't mean you have to stop talking, but here we go.
I am short.
Oh, my God.
It's Hacker.
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community before the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
It's over. But you were making it pretty young in the kitchen. It was in the dining room. Sushi.
I think you got to work on the compression levels on that thing, too.
Yeah. Or have it turned on all the time instead of audio. Because you were clipping a bit.
Yeah.
A little bit towards the end.
Let me know when you're done recording.
Oh, hold on. All right, give me a second.
Glitches, echoes, and melting the servers. Crash DeSantis campaign launch.
Now, that time I lost connection completely.
Yeah, I lost connection too.
Yep, same. I have Discord installed, and I'm connected to it.
Me and Nate are over there in Genoa right now. Voice channel.
In the Tilt server, or?
Tilt.
Okay. Yeah.
Discord's not in the Ubuntu repository, is it?
It is.
It is?
It is? Yep. That's how I found it.
I just did a search for it, and it's not coming back. Matt, search this.
OBS TAC Studio. Sudo apt install OBS TAC Studio.
What's TAC Studio? Oh. Yeah, I have OBS
for
installed
OBS,
now.
Dude.
I need to get Discord. Well, I guess I could just use it through the browser.
Oh, you don't have Discord?
No, I'm looking for Discord. I thought Discord was in the repository.
No, Discord you have to go out and grab and download and install.
No, Discord's in the repo.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not. It's not showing
does
up.
Does it
for me.
Then force you to go out and get the update anyway?
No.
From the website?
No, it's a flat pack. So my software manager on Mint, you just installed the flat pack through the software manager.
Right.
And you can also sudo apt install Discord.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not showing up in the repos for me. So I'm not going to be able to do that.
What are you running?
Ubuntu.
Which version?
22.10. Yeah, it'd be 22.10. I didn't install the latest yet. Alright.
Well, then just go to the website.
Well, I just pulled it down. I just pulled the dev package down off of Discord's website. Ah,
oh, so much work just for a podcast.
Well, no, look at that. Let's see, okay. Download update, download update, download update, download update, download update. Oh, now I gotta remember what my login is for this. I think I have a password. No. Why did I not? Okay. Let's... Come on, god damn! Ah, there we go.
It must not be happy with me trying to connect to both at the same time.
Alright.
I'm connected to both.
Okay.
Mine just says RTC connecting.
In the general section. And now I'm in, I should be in. Can you hear me, Joel?
I can hear you, I'm just not sure if I'm hearing you from one or the other.
Let's disconnect from Mumble.
Wait, hold on, I gotta...
The ones anyway. The only good meatloaf is one you make on your own.
Nate's a vegan.
You can
see he had bought banquet meatloaf, which is disgusting. Boston Market meatloaf, which is not as disgusting, but still kind of disgusting. And Stouffer's meatloaf. And Marie Callender's meatloaf. Be honest, any of the frozen meatloafs usually suck.
Give me 1 minute, I'll be right back.
Sure. Oh, the Sith element
Wait,
is free on
are
YouTube.
Are there vegan? Are there vegan meatloafs?
There's vegan there's everything.
There's vegan. I was gonna say, but vegan sure. meatloaf is probably more like neutral loaf.
There you go. Turned off all the auto notifications.
Yes. Neutral loaf is that crap they feed you if you've been bad when you were in prison.
Let's see. Vegan meat loaf recipe. Hey, it actually doesn't look too bad. Onions, where's the ingredients? Let's see. Garlic, onion, chickpeas, wheat bread, soy sauce, sweet chili sauce, Dijon mustard, flaxseed, nutritional yeast, garlic powder, tomato paste, cayenne pepper.
So the chickpeas for the protein and the and what was it to hold it together?
The flaxseed meal. That'll be the binding agent.
Them's them big words.
Dang, now I kind of want to make it.
I made a coffee ice cream, and I have to say, it's really good.
I made a coffee. No ice cream.
That's what I started with as a base.
Oh, the coffee or the ice cream?
Coffee.
Hello, hello?
We can hear you.
Silence. That's what I like to hear, right? Oh. What's going on?
You have to be busy with the end of school crap and graduations and stuff, huh, Dan?
I mean, I only have one kid in school. All the other ones have graduated already.
Oh, man. Don't tell me it's doing the same thing it did last week.
Would you get knocked off?
I don't put out as regularly. Did it just silence for you, Joe?
No, it did not. I switched from my phone to my desktop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hopefully what I just heard isn't what happened last week again.
Have you heard some kind of like noise when I reconnected?
No. No, I heard like no noise for a little bit.
Maybe.
So hopefully it's not what happened last week.
Hopefully.
Alright, let me see. Okay. Alright, so this is what? Episode
1 something.
1005.
Yeah.
Take off my glasses. Hey, Pat. Pat there? Well, maybe he'll come back.
We should switch to our Discord room.
We might have to. This is not good.
Why? What are you talking about?
It stopped. It cut out.
It stopped.
You went gray on both of your systems, and there was no sound.
Yep.
Really? Because it didn't stop for me. I mean, I was still connected.
I was still connected, too. All
right, so is Pat there?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah.
How soon until the concert?
Day after tomorrow.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh, sweet.
You excited?
You gonna record it and put it on YouTube?
Yeah. Well, I recorded.
That's awesome, man.
They put it on YouTube so that the rest of us can enjoy it?
Yeah, we'll do something. Maybe Facebook or something. YouTube, whatever.
How long's each set?
We're playing one set, hour and a half.
Hour and a half, man. Woo. You're going to be tired, aren't you? Did we just cut out again? It did it again, didn't
it? And it came back for a second. Cut out again.
Yeah.
What the heck? Let's see if I got anything from Delwood.
Yeah, maybe we have to make sure that we do a certain codec or something. Who knows?
Alright, I didn't get any response from him last week, but I did send him an email. Let me see here.
Right. Hey, Nate, can you use push to talk or change your noise gate?
I did change my noise gate. I'll change it some more.
Is it... I don't know, man. Is there a way to see what version the server's running? Did we just lose everybody again? Hello?
Yep.
We lost everybody.
Right, I think I fixed the noise gate.
Who's the best? So it's like every like minute and a half it's cut now.
Yep.
About right.
You didn't do a Linux Lugcast this past week, did you?
No.
When's the next Linux Lugcast?
Next week, Friday. So let's see. The 19th we did one and we didn't have any problems.
Wait.
The 19th we did when we didn't have any problems.
But that was 2 days after the day we were having problems.
That's true.
So what's the problem here?
Doesn't like you. Too many people on here. I don't.
You're cutting out too, right? It's cutting out for you? I just did it again.
No.
So I
heard you for like a second.
It didn't cut out. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now I can.
Was it cutting out before I joined?
No. I'd been talking to Joel and Nate and it was working fine.
Okay, so which, let me try this.
Maybe you can just go down to one. Add the sound later.
All right, let me see if it cuts. Let me see if that was it.
Maybe. We should talk about version.
What version talk about, of what version of Mumble are you using?
Let me check.
Mine says 134-4.
Okay, so you're at 134-4?
I'm at 130.
Did it cut out again?
I don't know. I wasn't looking at the
screen.
You're at 134? 134?
Yeah. Yes, 1344.
Mine's 1.3.4.
Mine's 1.3.0.
Wait, you're 1.3.0, 1.3.4.
Yep.
1.3.4-1 Ubuntu 1.
See, that's the one I'm using.
Yeah, mine says 1.3.4-4.
But my one Arch machine is 1.4.230, and the other one is 1.5.517.
Right,
coming from a different repo, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering if... But why? Why would there be a problem, like, all of a sudden?
Right. Like starting last week.
And it wasn't a problem the week before.
Huh.
So far,
I wonder if there's a way to force a codec.
So it hasn't happened again.
I have not seen it happen again since you took off the other machine.
I have.
What do you mean you saw it happen again since I took off the other machine? We've been talking, Joel, the whole time.
You just were muted on my end.
When?
About 2-3 seconds ago. That's bizarre.
Wait, let me see. Where do you set the code at? Is that audio output?
That's what I'm trying to see.
I don't remember where that is. Audio input.
So how's Miriam?
She's good.
Network.
I'm just asking because I wanted her to make those delicious peanut butter balls for me.
She just made me a fake burger for dinner. It was delicious.
So far it hasn't cut
out. Don't you have the recipe, Joe?
I do, but they're better when they're made by friends.
Yep, completely dropped for me.
What completely dropped for you?
But Joe just all of a sudden stopped talking.
Didn't lose Joe when he was talking to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you lose connection, Joe?
I don't think I did.
I didn't see you lose connection. No,
He's still there.
I was talking about delicious peanut butter balls being made by friends.
Yeah, you said it's better when they're made by friends.
Well,
then, yeah, everybody heard me, except for Joel.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I added
who was probably having a senior moment.
No.
I added this one back in. Let me see if it... Did everybody cut out? No.
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 What I can do is... Let me start the show.
Okay.
With this... And see if it stays. As soon as I'm done with the intro audio, I'm gonna cut it. I'm gonna disconnect with this machine. And hopefully that'll solve the problem. Does that sound okay? No, that doesn't sound okay. Come on. So everybody dropped again, didn't they?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
I heard nothing.
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's this machine, and I don't... Alright, so... Weird. Let me see one more time. Hold on. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to, as soon as we do the audio for this, I'm going to disconnect this machine. So let's get this started. And then, we'll get in there. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who's the best show here? Best
show!
That did not work. Did everybody come back? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, I got dumped off.
That's really weird. Like, why would this machine dump everybody off? In fact, I even saw Delwyn lose connection.
Yeah, I don't think it's that machine. I just think there's something... I don't know.
Yeah, but the weird thing is I'm not losing connection, and my other machine's not losing connection, as far as I can tell. And it only happens when I bring this machine on.
Right, but when I can't hear anybody, my icon is still blue, but everybody else
isn't.
Same
here.
Yeah. That's if I press push the top.
But that's what I see, too. My icon is blue, but everybody else is green.
Right.
Right.
Like, right now, you guys all are green. Not that you can hear me.
Well, am I
green? Yeah, I
can hear you.
Green just means you're online. Blue means you're talking.
This is weird.
Is mine green for you, too? Because the Dan
BFG.
Old...
It was.
Everybody is green for me, unless you're talking or have audio coming through, then it's blue.
Right.
All right.
Both of them, like, both of yours, Dan, were blue, and then all of a sudden everybody was green, and the only one I could get to turn blue was mine when I hit press the top.
So Dan Odell should be blue.
It is.
Yes, that's what I'm using. And BFG is the one for the backup recording. That's going to be green.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if I enable the other one...
We had more people on for...
New Year's.
No. I'm saying last week for...
Hold on, I think somebody's at the door. Hold on.
And it worked just fine.
There went Dan.
Well, since we got a minute.
And Joe. And Nate.
Really? No, we're here.
I'm here. I think this is you side.
Can you hear me? Nate?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, Jackie's sitting next to me now. I'm sure she wants to say hi.
Hi, Jackie.
Hold on. I'm going to hand her the headset.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, Jackie.
So, he finally convinced you to nerd with him, huh?
I think the timing just worked out this time.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening, and please tell the lovelies that we still need to get together so we can go for tacos.
Yes, tacos are good.
Tacos.
Tacos, man.
Alright, I'm back.
Alright, so this whole time that my other one has been off, we haven't lost connectivity.
You have.
We lost when you kicked on the audio.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. The audio one.
Okay.
That's not connected right now.
Okay.
Right, but just a minute ago, I couldn't hear Nate or Joe, and the only one that I was able to get to turn blue was myself, and that just happened again.
Now if I bring it back in, we'll probably lose everybody, right?
Is the server.
No, wait. I just connected with the one that's causing, that seems to be causing problems, and I lost everybody.
Yep, same here.
And
yep.
As soon as I disconnected.
That doesn't make sense, though, that a client could do that.
They're both on the same network?
Yeah, they're both on the same network.
Could be some sort of routing issue when the second one connects.
Why would that all of a sudden start? Let's see. That's not changed.
I thought there was. Where do you choose? Where do you choose to tell them?
Yeah.
I chose the coda during the. Well, I never chose it. I just used the speak.
I don't have noise suppression on. Let me see what the settings are.
Turn it up.
There used to be a way to choose the codec, and now I can't find it. Wonder.
You can choose the system. I mean, you can switch it from ALSA to OSS to Pulse Audio.
Is this the problem? Well, you can hear me now, right?
No, can't hear you at all.
Good. Now, do we lose everybody?
No. We have not lost everybody yet.
No, I'm good. Just before I started hearing Joe, I could hear no one.
No one was talking.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was talking.
Okay.
I think you keep interpreting silence as you can't hear anybody.
Possibly, but when I see your icon, it's almost always blue. Green.
Let me see if we can roll with this, the change I just made, and see if that makes a difference.
Okay.
Which is
pick off the show, see what happens.
It might. All right, here we go.